This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Trump does not feel that he did anything wrong. The sticky wicket of it all is he apparently told Mulvaney to freeze the funds, and this is hundreds of millions of taxpayer military funds that was allocated for supporting Ukraine. So that apparently was frozen before the call. After the call, it was then released. So that the timing of that is under scrutiny, and this whistleblower apparently is going to move forward, has agreed to testify. We will be hearing more about it. It looks like there's really no way to stop
it. Testify to whom?
The House Intelligence Committee, I believe. Excuse me. And then if it goes from there, they find... And so if it goes from there, then it would go on to another committee in Congress. Congress would then, you know, vote, yes, do we move forward with impeachment, and then it goes from there. So right now it's just an investigation. It's not an impeachment process that hasn't really fully begun yet. But, it's exhausting whether he did something wrong or not. This is not a person, this is not a president who has ever understood nor cared about protocol. I think what this is going to come down to once again is This is a complete lack of protocol. And the weird thing about it is Giuliani seems to be really in this up to his eyeballs, and I'm not really sure why he needs to be. So I think more is going to actually come out about Giuliani. So he's already starting to make the rounds. He was on late-night TV last night on he was on NBC News and defending himself. So we're going to be hearing a lot more from Giuliani probably in the next few days as to what his role has been. But if there's been a cover-up and it's been consistently happening, and that's what the whistleblowers, nine full pages, that's a lot of stuff to say. So I don't know. We'll see what unfolds. But
there are other grandstanders here.
It could be a very long
yeah,
process.
Just, and then what are we, our country is in shambles again.
And look, the bottom line is if Trump is impeached, he's not going to resign.
No.
So I don't even know what the point of it is. I don't know.
It's not going to get anywhere. There was no point to Bill Clinton. It's like Bill Clinton 2.0. There was no point to him being impeached either because it was obvious.
Well, he was actually exonerated when it actually went to the... Yeah, so he was cleared of all the charges, so he should not have resigned. Now, we don't know if Trump is even going to be brought up on charges, so we'll see.
Well, all the grandstanders from the side, like Scaramucci, is out there. Yeah, I got to get this guy. He's a rank criminal, and you've got a lawless chief executive who's running the country, blah, blah. It is very clear that Trump doesn't know where the line is. He didn't go to school to become president. There isn't a school that teaches you how to be president.
But that's who he's been in business, too.
Yes,
never been a line.
He's being true to himself.
Yeah,
and
he has always been
that's what
been
you
raised.
Got when you elected him, whether you knew what you were voting for or you didn't know what you were voting for, that's what you got. You got what
As
you,
a New Yorker, I've grown up knowing exactly who
right.
he is.
Yeah,
but
right.
that's been a tri-state area story, you know, my entire life. If you're in, like, southern Connecticut,
did he win Connecticut?
South Jersey,
did he win New Jersey? Did he win New York State?
I don't believe so, no.
He
definitely didn't win New York, I know that. No. I don't think he won Jersey. Jersey usually goes
and
blue.
Indeed, Connecticut.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know if he won Connecticut. Yeah. But he's been, you know, he's just been a character. He's been a fixture in the, you know, on the cover of the Post or the Daily News almost, you know, definitely weekly for my entire life. And we know this is just how he operates. And now it's a little bit scarier when you're dealing with national security issues. It's not just a hotel deal anymore.
Well, there are, is it or isn't it? When you get right down to it, some of the things we've talked about this, or I've certainly said on the air that I thought what he was doing to shake up the deal with the Chinese was good. You notice that he goes to the wall, pardon the pun, and then he backs off. He throws stuff to see what'll stick against the wall. He says a lot of things, and sometimes...
Because he talks in sound bites, and he knows that's made good headlines for his career. It's made great television.
Well, that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the things that get done. I remember the first thing as he wasn't even president yet, he said, we're going to cancel the deal with Boeing for $4 billion for the two new Air Force Ones. Well, 5 minutes later, he gets a call from the president of Boeing. Well, we can probably do something to fix that. And that's sort of what I'm talking about. There are some things that, for example, the Chinese business with the trade. He says, and then partially it gets done, that we're going to increase the tariffs on this stuff and that stuff. Well, the Chinese found out that there weren't the quality of the soybeans they were buying from South America were crap. And so they came back around, and the conversation behind the scenes was, well, maybe we'll give you something because we need to buy your soybeans. We need to buy pork, even though they are controlling the largest pork manufacturer industry in the country. And that's one of my problems on the side. They're buying a farmland. They're buying up farm production services, and there's nobody getting in the way of that, which I think is wrong. At any rate, the information on what is being purchased is clear in the farming community. You can see some of the farm trades as I do my weekly American Family Farmer Show that you can get at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, an overview of what's going on and how the family farm and farmer can survive. Great ideas. There's a connection between farm, food, and family, and that's all part of what we poise our information to fill that gap. And there's been a lot of talk about China and what they mean to our farming community. So anyway, the Trump administration eased some of the punitive tariffs because of the need, not only because he needs the agricultural vote and he at the moment doesn't have it. He did have it 4 years ago, but he sure as hell doesn't have it now. And so there are more negotiations taking place.
That would only give him, wouldn't that only give him like the big agribusiness vote now? Because the family farmer is still left out to, I don't know, kind of floating in the wind.
The family
right?
farmer is floating in the wind, but they're not. They won't vote for him. If Biden is the candidate, they'll vote for him en masse. But if it's Louise Warren. No, there isn't another candidate in there, with the exception of Buttigieg.
Buttigieg is the only one in the debates who's even mentioned the farmers.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And he's from Indiana, so it makes a little, it makes more sense. But
all right, one of the other things that has been pushed and now sort of is brought back again, sometimes it's voluntarily by the White House people, sometimes it's because a judge says you can't do that. And the example that I have for you now is a judge saying that that the folks in the administration can't sell or get into, they can't allow the national forest in Alaska to be chopped up, in essence, to have the timber cut. 42,000 acres of rainforest, which is on Prince of Wales Island, the Forest Service approved the sale of the wood, and now the judge says, no, not so fast. They were getting bids on the land. Well, there's old growth there, and it does need to be cleaned out. We've seen what happens when you don't clean out the dead and the old growth, what happened in California with all of the fires.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, that's why I'm saying this is a, there's an environmental group that's after them not to allow that, and that's not a good idea. The idea of cleaning up, if they're only going to clear growth that would otherwise be a problem if there were a fire. You know, that's something. The banning of logging is not intelligent. You don't just say no, because there's continual new growth that you want that's fresher, stronger, and more resilient. And it will, if the stuff is really green, it doesn't burn. It's the old stuff. That's what people don't really understand about all these fires. It isn't the green. The green stuff, if it gets so hot that everything's going to burn, yeah, everything's going to burn. But there is resistance, if that's the right word. New growth doesn't burn. It's the old, dry, dead stuff. If you ever take a walk in any forest, you know, on the path on either side, there are trees that have fallen down, and there's a lot of dead leaves and stuff that's very dry, and it'll burn fast. And that's what encompasses, that's what really makes things burn fast in these fires, not the new green growth. So I think there's something to be said for cleaning it out, whether it just is willy-nilly, no. It's got to be under direction. So anyway, let's see what shakes out with that. That's our report on what the what's going on in Washington with the administration. Here's a report on how you can lose weight effectively, safely, intelligently. That's what Calitrin is all about. It's about intelligent, safe, natural weight loss, using the main ingredient collagen as the way your body will more easily create healthy lean muscle. It's kind of like the analogy I just gave you about the trees. The young, strong growth comes in and the old, fat, old growth goes out. That's kind of what goes on with Calitrin. It's the way to naturally get a decline on the weight and get an increase in little muscle, little exercise here and there. Get on the program. Stay on the program. You lose weight and keep it off. You can go to Facebook and see a lot of great examples, frankly, motivational support for people who get into it and say, okay, facebook.com/Calitrin. They say, okay, and then they, yeah, okay, it doesn't happen quickly. That's what I'm saying. You got to commit yourself to 4, 5, 6 months of this, and I can get you a great deal. Go to Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code. Get big sale opportunities and free shipping. All right? Calitrin.com. Lose weight and keep it off.
Do
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Music time at 23 and change after here on the DJV program. Music is such an important part of our lives, so we spend some time every hour going through the music news, music personalities. Jennifer's not here with us today. Victoria, I went to see the Jennifer Lopez Hustlers movie last night. I thought
really?
It was awful. I didn't like it at all. I was ready to walk out of it. I was disappointed in her because I feel... I like her, and I didn't like the role
story.
She played. Yeah, I know
well,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
You know, there's Oscar
yeah.
buzz for her for that movie.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's not
maybe
something that I'm interested in seeing, but...
Yeah, I'm not the target audience.
I think you are, actually.
You think I am? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because none of my girlfriends want to see that movie. I think it's really for men.
Really?
Oh, I think so.
Pretty disgusted by it, frankly. I'm not that man. Then I'm not the guy who goes to the pole dancing.
It's good to know.
That guy. Yeah. Anyway, J-Lo and Shakira are the next Super Bowl halftime show performers. We sort of speculated on that last month, I think, didn't we?
We did.
I said, who was going to be there? A lot of rumors about it.
Now, Shakira came out of the blue, but Jennifer Lopez was the rumor.
How are they together, do you suppose? What's the history of them performing together?
They never have, that I know of.
Oh,
I don't even
know
if they know
each other.
Really? I guess they must if they've agreed to do this together, but I don't know of a single instance where I've ever seen them on the same stage or even in the same sort of venue. I don't know.
Well, J-Lo certainly is of the caliber. I don't know that much about. I know Shakira's name. I don't know her music. I don't really care that much for Jennifer Lopez's music. I just like her entertainment quality. I like her acting.
I think
you're
going to like
her
performance, though.
You think? Okay.
I do. I think she's a real showman, and I think that every time she performs on an award show, she really blows everybody away. I think that she's a great choice. It's also really cool to have two women co-headlining. There's probably going to be a lot of special guests popping up. You know, Pitbull will probably pop up. He's based in Miami. Mark Anthony, her ex-husband, will probably make an appearance and sing a duet with her. I think it's going to be a great show. It takes place in Miami. It's going to have a lot of Miami flair. Shakira is the biggest Latin music star in the world. She is wildly popular outside of the United States. And so I think it's going to be a good show.
I find myself more time trying to remember back over recent memory, and I
Most every Super Bowl, I'm on an airplane.
Quite simply, I don't remember.
I don't think you saw last year's Maroon 5, right? Because that was terrible. You didn't miss anything.
I didn't miss a thing. Anyway, the NFL and Pepsi and Roc Nation have made the announcement, and then the girls started taking to Twitter to tease their performance as well. Some of the music, I guess, is going to be in Spanish as well as English, right? That would
both
play
of them
into
have done
this
a mix.
Venue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Lopez has been on Super Bowl Eve performances at the Super Saturday Night Concert back in 2018, just for Justin Timberlake's halftime show the next day. Shakira is no stranger to global concerts either. She headlined the FIFA
World Cup.
World Cup show earlier on. So, J-Lo and Shakira, halftime show at the Super Bowl. Is it all right? What are we in the first month of the football season? We're already talking about this stuff? All right, also, let's see. Oh, the worm. I guess I've stopped. He's sort of changed his evil ways, this rotten little kid. So now we'll give him a little more credit for being a human being. Justin Bieber got married, remember? Well, Justin Bieber is getting married again. It's going to be a religious affair.
This weekend down in, I think it's South Carolina, on the coast somewhere.
Yeah. And Stephen Baldwin, who is Haley Baldwin Bieber's father, who always has a Bible in his hand, I can tell you firsthand.
Yeah.
I spent 4 days with a guy, and he, every time, he's, remember riding on the bus over to, we were doing a USO tour with Tony Allen.
Yeah,
he opened
up
the Bible.
He did not know his audience.
Yeah, well, we were very friendly, though. I mean, there's a picture of me on the Facebook page with him. I liked him. I think he's a very interesting guy, but I don't need somebody to sit there and read the Bible to me. But that's his thing. Anyway, weddings and marriages are supposed to be a holy commitment. And so he thought, as Christians and believers, we ought to have God's Spirit working on our marriage. They were first married last year in New York City. It was a secret, though. So Stephen said his family is excited. They're going to have a fun wedding. It'll be this weekend, as you said, down in South Carolina. All right, what else do we need to know? Stephen said he was talking about Bieber. Many don't know that he's quite a family man. I think he's grown leaps and bounds in the past year. I think I agree with that. From what I can observe, I think he has.
I'm all for giving people a little bit of a
leeway. Yep. Yeah, everybody. You're right about that. So they're a little young, but let's see what happens. 28 after 29, actually, after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants to know who on the White House staff told a whistleblower about his conversation with the president of Ukraine in July, which has sparked a whistleblower complaint accusing Trump of pressuring the Ukrainian president to investigate former VP Joe Biden. That complaint now at the center of an impeachment inquiry, and Trump has compared the leaker to a spy. Meanwhile, Democratic candidate Senator Kamala Harris says the New York State bar Barr should be investigating Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, for his role in that phone call.
I'm actually calling on the IG and the State Department to actually investigate and figure out who in the State Department was in cahoots or was facilitating Giuliani's interactions with Ukrainian officials.
She was speaking on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are we on the DJV program Friday, the 26th of September? Imagine a week from today, Victoria, will be into October. Actually, next Tuesday, right? Isn't Monday the 30th? Yeah, Tuesday is the first.
Tuesday, yeah.
Of October. Here we are with the focus on what's what and who's who. Jennifer is off today. Karen is not here as well. It's just like magic that we're coming here. It's just magic, right? It's all mad. Actually, it is when you think about it. How all of this works, it is pretty magical. All right, so let's get to what's going on sort of environmentally. I was talking about the trees up in Alaska and how that sort of is a good thing to clean things up. What do you have? You're looking at another aspect of this.
This is something that I just stumbled upon that is making me feel very overwhelmed because this involves food and microplastics. Now, we know, we've talked about microplastics. They're all over our oceans. They're in the soil. They're in the air. They've been found
in the toothpaste.
Yes,
bottles, it's everywhere.
They've been found in the snow on Mount Everest. It is everywhere. Now, here is another place that, according to the McGill University up in Canada, they analyzed the effects of placing four different commercial tea bags into boiling water, and you can imagine what they found. It's not good.
Tea bags?
One tea bag. A single tea bag released 11.6 billion microplastic particles and 3.1 billion even smaller nanoplastic particles into the cup. Now, the danger of this is that it is thousands of times higher than the amount of plastic previously found in any other food or drink. The reason for this, it's not the tea itself, it's the actual tea bag, which most commercial tea bags are sealed with polypropylene. And so that's the problem. The plastic of the actual tea bag itself in the boiling water is breaking down. And for every cup of tea, and tea is so healthy, and I drink green tea all the time, for every cup of tea that you're drinking, again, go back to the numbers, you're getting 11.6 billion microplastic particles.
Can you even imagine? Can you even imagine?
And then add on the 3.1 billion the nanoplastic particles. So you're getting like 15 billion particles of plastic in every cup of tea that you brew. So the way around this, the good news is there is a way around this.
Check out my Life Change tea.
They did four different brands of commercial tea bags. So the way around this is, be like the British and use loose tea and use a little metal tea ball, which I actually have. I just don't use it as much as I should. And then that way, you know, you brew your tea that way. Do it that way. Or cut open, if you buy commercial tea bags, cut them open first and then use the loose tea. And even if you don't have a strainer, you know, you can use any type. There are other ways around it. You can use paper. There are other, you know, you can use a coffee filter. There are other things you can do to avoid the plastic. But the problem is, it is less convenient. However, I don't think anyone, especially me, being a tea drinker, no one knew. No one had any idea. Even the researchers had no idea that this was going to be the case for a single tea bag. And this is obviously going to have huge health ramifications down the road. And unfortunately, we already know that humans eat an average of 5 grams of plastic each week. What that amounts to is a credit card. So you're eating a credit card's weight in plastic every week. And so if you're drinking out of plastic water bottles, well, remember the study you talked about a couple weeks ago about how in like every single person around the planet, when they did that poop study, every single person had plastic in their poop. Well, this is why. Because think of how many people are tea drinkers around the world. You know, only really the Brits and some people in the Asian countries are really meticulous about making their tea and brewing it through strainers. But really, most people now, industrialized tea bags are everywhere. So if you're a tea drinker, heed the warning, because this is really, really horrific news.
Danger. Danger. Will Robinson. All right, here's another one. Comes from the same bag of no tricks. Sea levels are rising faster than science previously estimated. Ocean, some of the things that are... Well, you know, we've talked a lot about what's melting up in Greenland and that area. According to a new report from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate, 100 scientists from 36 countries contributing to it, report predicts that if humans keep operating businesses as usual, the ocean could rise 3 feet in the next 80 years, about 12% higher than the same group estimated a couple of years ago. 20 to 90% of coastal wetlands could be lost. Extreme flooding. I've been thinking, you know, if I get closer to taking it easy at some point in time, I'd like to have a place along the coast, maybe a farm or someplace down near the Cape, and Brendan says to me, well, you can enjoy it for your lifetime, but don't expect us to enjoy it.
He's not wrong.
Anyway, some of this stuff could be by the year 2050. Maybe with luck, I'll still be around, Victoria. Maybe we'll still be doing this program at the, in the year 2015.
Might be underwater. Yeah, the first submarine show.
We all live in the yellow submarine.
Speaking of submarines, did you see that story that like 185, what was it? 185 tons of cocaine was found in a submarine? Who just has a submarine that you can drive around
with
drugs in it?
There are a lot of old submarines. No, there are a lot of old submarines that were decommissioned that were put up
for
sale.
Can anyone buy one? Like buying a boat?
Yeah, you can buy one. Yeah, you can buy one.
How does one learn to drive
Navy
a submarine?
Surplus. John Wayne had an old minesweeper that he bought from the Navy after the Korean War, and he converted it to a ship for himself. That, you know, you can see those things around. Yeah, and who learned?
$165 million worth of cocaine was in this submarine.
Listen, enough to pay for a submarine.
I guess. How do you learn to pilot one?
And if you were in the Navy.
I guess YouTube. YouTube has videos for everything.
Well, of course they do. Right.
But I don't think this crew was in the Navy, though.
No. In the Navy, where when we need the, Men in Black? No. Who did not?
No. You're thinking of the Village People.
Village People, that's right.
In the Navy, yes.
In the Navy. Yep. It's Ancestor. It's Silly Day. It's Ancestor Appreciation Day. Time for you to ask yourself questions such as, do you know who the people were that you are from whom you are descended? I guess the best way to ask the question, where they live, they migrate to the country you live in, did they come recently, they come a long time ago, have they lived on the same continent, how did they do in terms of life choices? You probably know that they made some life choices because you're here as a result of some coagulation between a male and a female someplace. So where are those people from? My sister found out more about our family. Remember the time I told you the story about my my grandmother's great grandfather?
Did you do the DNA test?
Yes, I did.
And it didn't tell you much? Did you do the 23andMe?
Yeah, I did 23andMe. It told me more about my health than it did about anything else. And I don't even know where I put it. I was annoyed because they keep asking you to do stuff after you've, you know, they just keep sending you emails, try this, do that. All I wanted was the information that I got.
Right.
Anyway, so remember I told you about my great-great-great-grandfather who was Abraham Lincoln's first client, the fellow from Portugal, whose name was Dungy. My sister found out something about his wife that she was all excited about. She's done a lot of this ancestor stuff and is looking into lots of old newspaper stories about our family. It's really pretty interesting when you dig right into it.
So you're Portuguese? I didn't know that.
There's Portuguese blood. My grandmother was, her great-grandfather was fully Portuguese, and I believe the grandmother was too, and then the son married somebody who wasn't. And I think my grandma was a quarter Portuguese.
Interesting.
Matter of fact. So that would make me, what, one-eighth Portuguese? I can't speak it. Anyway.
That's a
Ancestor Appreciation Day. Learn about your ancestors. Appreciate your ancestors. Look into your family ancestry, into your history. Learn about generations you've never learned about. This would be a good lesson for school as well. Good history lesson. This is a great way of, again, combining those of you who are teachers that work with other teachers. Put English teachers together with history teachers and science. There's the whole business about what made up our generations. You know, how are they different? It's the physical as well as all of the other things. The day sponsored by the Ancestor Appreciation Day Association, which is in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where this program is aired. Hello, Ann Arbor. How do you do? Sports news for a moment. The Red Stockings and the Rangers played an absolutely meaningless game yesterday. They've been eliminated from the playoffs. So why even bother? Why do they even continue? What is that? What's the point? Right? Why don't they just quit now? Why they're behind? They have set a home run record. Now it's just kind of crazy. But it makes for entertaining, I guess, entertaining going to a baseball game, even if you know it's not going to go anywhere. Okay, so we'll go to a baseball game. But the Red Sox are not. And you know what? It's good. I think it's good culturally. The same team wins all the time is boring. isn't it?
Yeah.
Is, again, boring. The Patriots are so. This is like heresy for a Boston fan, but I'm not a fan of sports anyway. But think about it: how the Red Sox and the Patriots and the Celtics and what's the name of the team? The Bruins. That's it. The hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
It's people winning all the time. That's boring. Lose. You gotta. It's more interesting being from Cleveland, don't you think? There's nobody ever wins there. Maybe it's
except their basketball team.
Yes, the Cavs are good. All right, television news. This is pretty interesting. The fellow who created Downton Abbey, Julian Fellowes, a lot of people. This is pretty specific information. For those of you who are my age, and Mr. Fellowes happens to be my age, who hasn't given up. In fact, he's at the very apex of his creativity. Not only did he come up with the idea for Downton Abbey, and that's the number one movie last weekend, it'll be the number one movie this weekend again, and probably next weekend as well, he's going to create something new for HBO called The Gilded Age, which is set among the ultra-rich in New York in the 1880s. Christine Baranski, I think that's... just in the back
of my mind.
I'm very
excited about this casting.
Having, Cynthia Nixon is in it.
Love
Amanda
her, too.
Pete. Yeah, I
love
like
her.
Amanda Pete.
Yep.
I don't know who Morgan Spector is. I don't know anything
I
about
I do not
her.
Know who that is either.
Yeah. Story begins in 1882, introducing young Marion Brooke, the orphan daughter of a Southern general who moves into the home of her rigidly conventional aunts in New York, accompanied by the mysterious Peggy Scott. Who is an American, African-American woman masquerading as her maid. Marion gets caught up in the dazzling lives of her stupendously rich neighbors struggling for acceptance by the Astor and Vanderbilt set. Will Marion follow the established rules of society or forge her own path? That's the question the Gilded Age will follow. 10 episodes are in the works right now. And Fellowes is working on a script for the next Downton Abbey. Matter of fact, I think I saw something out of the corner of my
eye. I hope
so.
I think the cast said they would all do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the only one who won't do it is Maggie, and that's
right.
I told you. The first scene in the movie is the
I thought the
funeral.
First scene in this movie was going to be her funeral, but it must be. It'll be the next one.
You're off. Off by a season. All right, do you have any word on what's good on television tonight?
Couple new things. New season premieres tonight at 8 p.m. on CBS. It's the brand new season premiere, season 10, episode 1 of Hawaii Five-0. And then we also have a brand new episode of Fresh Off the Boat on ABC at 8:30. And I know you're a fan, Doug, of Blue Bloods.
Yep.
That is also brand new tonight. That follows a new episode, season 2, episode 1 of Magnum P.I. That's 9 p.m. on CBS. And then Blue Bloods, season 10, episode 1 tonight at 10 p.m. on CBS.
All right, so what are we missing that used to be on CBS on Friday night? Oh, MacGyver, where'd that go? Is that done?
No, I think MacGyver moved to a different night. Jen mentioned that, yeah.
They got the two Hawaii shows back-to-back, Hawaii Five-0 and Magnum P.I. both have a lot of the same character actors in them because they're both shot on Hawaii. So,
I have a feeling Magnum P.I. might be doing better than the other shows, and so it may have moved to a different, maybe better time slot.
Well, Friday is a tough night. You got to be really good to survive if you're on Friday. And all those CBS shows have been on there for a long time. Here's something else that's good for those of you who have type 2 diabetes, those of you who are pre-diabetic, those of you who know somebody who has this problem. Here's the way to tell them to support their glucose levels. It's a product, all-natural product, called Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Their website is curalin.net. It's a dietary supplement that is all-natural. I keep underscoring that because it's important. A lot of benefits come from using Curalin. Not only does it support metabolism of fats and digestion of sugars, but healthy energy and managing the cravings for sugars and other carbs. That's why I like it, because I am a sugar guy. So take my advice and the advice of everybody else who's gotten on to this. Advanced support for pre-diabetics. Let's keep everything under control. Curalin.net. Use the DJV code and get $20 off your first bottle. Curalin.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. Everest to overview the top five items from the world of technology this past week, the last week of September 2019. Here to do that, I'll give her a little help, but she doesn't need much. Victoria Keelan, who studied all this, got the top five items from technology this week. And number five has to do with TiVo. I like this.
Yeah.
TiVo.
I didn't realize that TiVo was still around because every other system has DVR, but TiVo still has a very loyal fan base, and they are not happy with TiVo's newest decision to place pre-roll video ads before their DVR recordings for all their customers, even those who have a lifetime subscription plan. So this, as you can imagine, if you're watching Hulu or Netflix, well, Netflix doesn't do it, but Amazon or whatever, if you're watching any free streaming service, you expect to have to sit through ads. That's normal. But TiVo is a subscription-only basis, so there is no free TiVo. If you rent the box, like you actually have a physical set-top box, that's the box that you're paying for, $15 a month or $20 a month or whatever your plan is. And so obviously TiVo customers are not thrilled that this is rolling out within the next 90 days, and there is nothing anyone can do about it except sit through it. Yeah, but see, people are really addicted to their TiVo because it has a very big memory, and so instead of having a time limit on how long you can keep your programs recorded, it's almost like having your own server, and so like you can keep your stuff forever. And so people love that about TiVo. So this is not great news, and TiVo is obviously getting a lot of backlash for it. But, you know, like I said, TiVo has so much competition now, I'm surprised to even learn they're still in business.
Right. All right, next, number four on our way to number one is a Gmail focus.
The Gmail app, which is the way that 90% or more of Gmail users access their email, is through the Gmail app.
Yep.
And so they have been clamoring for a dark mode, and that makes the screen black with white lettering. And people have been, this has been one of those things that Google has said, yeah, we're hearing you, but it took them a really long time to roll out the dark mode. It's actually rolling out right now for Android 10 and iOS 13 users. If you have an older version, you can go in and toggle your settings around, and you can update to it. But Google's other apps, they've kept the Google Maps, they've kept the same, which I think is smart, because I can't imagine a map in dark mode. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. But it's a lot easier on the eyes, and so people have been begging for dark mode, and now Gmail says it's finally here.
Finally! Number three, Microsoft. I took action when you... told us this story earlier in the week. I took action, went right to my computer experts and
Good.
Had them do a massive update. The guys said, oh, wow, lots of things.
Microsoft issued two emergency Windows updates actually this week to protect critical and important vulnerabilities that impacted Internet Explorer and Windows Defender, which is actually their antivirus software. So if you are using Windows version 9, 10, and 11, you have to do the update immediately, like Doug did, because this can allow a hacker to basically assume control of your computer and hold all of your info for ransom. It can, on the lighter end of that, it can slow your computer way down. Lots of bad stuff can go on here. So if you, again, if you're using Windows 9, 10, and 11, make sure you go in and do the both of these updates. If you do the first update for Windows Explorer, Internet Explorer, it will actually trigger the Windows Defender update. So that's, but definitely get on that, because that's really important. Windows has been very vulnerable.
Number two, about Apple now and the new Mac Pro. What's that story?
Yeah, this is an interesting story this week. Apple says that they'll be making their new Mac Pros in Austin, Texas, and that is after going back and forth about where they were going to manufacture, where they were going to assemble the computers. This has been a trade tariff back and forth between Tim Cook from Apple and President Trump. In July, President Trump tweeted that Apple just needs to make all the Mac Pro parts here in America, and then they won't have to deal with any of the 25% tariffs from China. But that's really not that easy, because there are a lot of parts that just simply are not made here. And so Apple has been going back and forth. They have somehow, and this is not really all that clear, but they have somehow been grandfathered in, and they will not be facing the tariff, the 25% tariff. So now the new Mac Pro, which is a highly anticipated new model, that will be either assembled or manufactured. We're not sure, but it will be coming out of Austin, Texas. So we'll see how that affects the pricing of the computers as well.
Number one, General Motors adds something to their cars.
Yeah, GM hasn't solved the strike yet, but they did have a pretty big announcement this week. They're adding Alexa, which is Amazon's most popular voice assistant, to millions of their vehicles starting in 2020. So if you have a 2018 Cadillac, GMC, or Chevy, you can also get the upgrade.
Top tech stories of the week, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.